Hare Krishna. It's been quite a while since I've done a news review, although there's nothing extraordinarily new to review, but still there are quite interesting developments going on, especially in our part of the world. I'd say the European part of the world. Our part means where I am. But if I start, I'm with another part of the world, which is Bangladesh mourns Dhaka siege victims, and I'm sure devotees have heard how in Dhaka 20 people have been killed, 30 wounded, in a supposed ISIS attack on a club, cafe, restaurant. Horrible. All in the name of religion. These things are going on, and of course, just before that, we know that that happened in Istanbul. I'd already mentioned that. I was at the airport at the same time, 24 hours earlier. It was the Lord's special arrangement. Well, I can't say special arrangement. Let me say it's the Lord's arrangement that I wasn't there. I could have been there. Hare Krishna. And what devotees most likely have not heard is news that we received yesterday from Jai Pataka Maharaj, is that on the same day that this ISIS attack took place in Dhaka, 300 miles or kilometers away, not far from Calcutta in Bangladesh, one of ISKCON's Namhara temples was attacked, and the devotee Baba Sindhu was just about to start Mangal Arati when three men attacked him with machetes and other weapons, and he's in very serious condition and had to be flown by helicopter to Dhaka. So prayers for him, and we need to also reflect on the fact that news isn't always happening to someone else, but sometime the news will be happening to us, and we may be the news. Hare Krishna. Then, I've already spoken quite a bit about Brexit, and I won't belabor that, but two interesting things. One is the fallout from that, revealing the lack of leadership taking place in the UK. Both the Conservative and the Labour parties are in complete disarray, and the people vying for top positions, especially in the Conservative Party, really show a lack of qualitative leadership. If you read the news about that, you'll see what I mean. I won't go into any detail, but once again, as Srila Prabhupada points out, that leaders, be they kings, or you want to call them presidents, prime ministers, they need to be trained. They need to know what the goal of life is, and they need to be able to facilitate their subjects or those people whom they govern over to offer them at least a chance to end this horrible cycle of repeated birth and death. And the other point is that commentators and other people are wondering whether the politics will follow the direction of the referendum. The referendum was for a leaving EU, but it's become obvious that the people who pushed for that didn't really have a clear idea of what would happen if what they pushed for actually took place. And the interesting point is that this brings up that although I think something like 70% of members of parliament were all for staying in the UK, or even more, maybe 3 out of 4. So the idea is, should they follow the voice of the masses? And it would be really interesting to see whether they did or didn't. If they didn't, it certainly doesn't say much for how much respect politicians have for their constituents. But it also shows that democracy doesn't necessarily come up with the right decision, especially in this case when both parties, but especially the Leaf Party, were so ill-informed or misled, say, by misleading propaganda about the consequences of staying in the EU. So, from our point of view, no. Leaders really need to know what's best, both because they're ideal leaders and know what's best for the people, but they also know what's best because they're very, very clear about issues, in this case very delicate issues of politics, security, immigration, finance, and economy, which the layman is not. Therefore, how can they really vote? Leadership in America doesn't seem to be any better. On one side, the FBI is quizzing Hillary Clinton on her discrimination and using just her regular email for state and secret communications. And of course, on the other side, there's a Mr. Trump who, anyway, I won't make any further comments, but really does not show leadership qualifications, albeit that he's able to move masses and has a certain level of charisma for a certain class of people. And at least what hits me from the news today is that without proper training, which Srila Prabhupada emphasizes so much and is essential in Varnashram, how will there be proper leaders? University degrees do not make people leaders. Leaders first have to know where it is that they're going, not just going in terms of politics or trying to please the general masses, but where the general masses and themselves are also going, and they should be going back home, back to Godhead. But it seems hardly likely that that will be the case. And other people are dying here in Iraq, six dead in an IS attack, gunman kills five in Serbia cafe, Myanmar mob burns down mosque, this is all the front pages, and someone who is the director of a film called Deer Hunter, it died. So another message that we're getting from the news is that many people are dying in different ways. Some are fortunate enough to die naturally, if you call that being fortunate, but many people are dying as a byproduct of violence, and violence is on the rise. More could be said about the news, although I don't know if there would be anything any more exciting than what I've said right now, but I'm right in the midst of trying to meet the Foreign Affairs Minister here in Delhi, Indian Foreign Affairs Minister. And so I will make this short and send it off for those devotees who want to tune in to the podcast. And please excuse me tomorrow morning flying to Calcutta early in the morning. I doubt I'll be able to make a podcast, so we'll use backups. Hare Krishna.